U of I extension experts say heavy moisture has been a mixed blessing for farmers. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Just about a month ago, these words from Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis.
Farmers in Idaho got for 2 years of drought. They prayed for snow, and they got snow, and they got a lot of it, and then some. And all the ones I've talked to, none of them are going to complain.
Well, yes and no. Many southern and eastern Idaho farmers who celebrated a heavy winter snowpack followed by a stormy spring as a reprieve from drought are now finding many of their fields have been hit with too much of a good thing. University of Idaho agriculture experts offering crop updates during a recent Ag Talk Tuesday online discussion reported lingering snow cover amid a cool and moist spring created ideal conditions for snow mold to damage winter cereal crops. Snow mold fungi grew at near freezing conditions under prolonged snow cover, and damage has been extensive in winter wheat, especially in the mallard valleys of southeast Idaho. Winter kill due to very cold and dry conditions on exposed winter wheat and barley have plagued those areas not under snow cover. Ponding of water in low areas also reduced stand in winter crops. Flooding of fields has caused soil erosion and delayed planting in the high elevation Soda Springs and Antelope areas of eastern Idaho, exacerbated by late snowmelt. If moisture moves herbicides so deep in the soil that weeds are not controlled, growers may subsequently apply products labeled for pre-emergence herbicide application into the soil through irrigation or chemigation. Produced by the Ag Information Network.